Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Dr. Corey Rajek is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, this is not a comforting image. You see, thieves are not prone to call ahead. They don't knock politely at your door. They come suddenly and unexpectedly and often violently. Yet this is the image the Apostle Paul uses to describe the return of our Savior. Like a thief in the night. Paul uses this description not to cause terror among God's people. His intent is not to foment fear in the faithful. No, Paul is writing the Thessalonians to bring pastoral encouragement to a young congregation who is eager, perhaps even anxious about the end times. They had questions, not unlike many of us gathered here today. Questions like, when will he come? What will happen to those who have died? How shall we then live? Paul responds, not with dates or predictions, but with comfort and with truth. He reminds them and us of what we already know by faith. And while that day will be a surprise for the unbelieving world, it will not be a surprise for those who are in Christ. That's the message Paul delivers in our reading for today. Now concerning the end times and the seasons, Paul writes, you have no need to have anything written to you. Again, Paul is saying that we should not be surprised because Jesus has already clearly taught about his return. In Matthew chapter 24, he says, therefore stay awake. For you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Over and over again, Scripture teaches that Christ will return and that this return will be sudden, kind of like a thief in the night. We don't know when, but we'll recognize it. And so we need not be afraid, because our Lord comes not in terror for those who believe, but as the Lamb of God, crucified for you. He will come again, just as he has promised, just as he has fulfilled every promise in his first coming. As the Creed says, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell, and on the third day rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven. As he fulfilled this, so too will he fulfill his promise to come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. Now, for the unbelieving world, that day of judgment will instill a terror in them. But for the church, for those who believe, for you and me, this is a day of hope and comfort, a day when our salvation will be fully revealed. This is why, writing to believers, Paul urges them not to be afraid. Only for those who are outside of the church, for those who are outside of the faith, does Paul issue a warning. On that day, they will say to one another, "There is peace and security." Then sudden destruction will come. You see, the world clings to false peace. It trusts in fictitious security. Look around you, the world says. Look at your peace. See your security. In politicians, in wealth, in human progress. Everything is fine. Humanity is evolving. We can solve our own problems. We can solve our own problems. But Paul unmasks this illusion. He sheds light into this darkness. And just when the world thinks that it has achieved its goals, then suddenly Paul states, its destruction will come. Because the world, in its pride, has rejected the only true source of peace. Because the world, in its pride, has rejected the only true Savior. I imagine it will be similar to Noah's day. They were eating and drinking, our Lord says, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. For those people back then, there was peace and security. All was well. Humanity was evolving according to its standards. And then the flood came. Judgment came. And only Noah and his family, eight souls in all, entered the ark, the place of God's peace, the place of God's security, the place of God's grace. Brothers and sisters, know this. The world cannot bring peace. It cannot bring security. It cannot bring grace. Only God can do that. And only God does that. Here, in his ark, his holy house, where we are given a foretaste of our eternal future. Yet we are not without temptation. The temptation to trust our leaders and our markets and even ourselves is constant. It is relentless. It promises all the peace and security this world can offer. And it must force us to our knees in repentance. For the day of the Lord will expose all idols It will bring down all human pretensions. It will come like a thief in the night, without warning, causing fear and terror to those who cleave to the darkness of this world. Thanks be to God, you are not like them. For God has made you a child of light. He has baptized you, and he has given you a new name. Now you are called redeemed, enlightened, forgiven, child of God. That is what Luther meant when he wrote in his small catechism, "I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom." Now, as children of God, Paul encourages us to live as such. This means that we do not fear the return of our Lord. Rather, we long for it. We eagerly watch for it. Just as a bride awaits the arrival of her groom, so the church awaits the arrival of her Savior in eager anticipation. First, every Sunday, as he is hidden under the lowly forms of bread and wine and through the words of a lowly preacher. And then in the clouds, when all the world will see as he comes to judge the living and the dead. Indeed, our Lord will come for us. He will come not in terror, but as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. To the world, a thief who brings fear and terror. But to us, our Redeemer, who brings eternal peace and lasting security. You are not in darkness. You are children of light. So lift up your heads, dear child of God. Stay awake. Keep watch. Your Savior is coming. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.